White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told Fox News that the Republican tax cut package House lawmakers are expected to approve today is good news for the country.
Today is a huge day, not just for the White House, not just for Congress, but most importantly for America, especially middle-class Americans who are going to see the biggest benefit out of this tax package.
But on the House floor, Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline cast President Trump as the seasonal Grinch.
The Grinch hated middle-class tax cuts. He wanted the whole tax code uneven. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head was screwed on a bit wrong. It could be his ties were 2 inches too long. But I think that the most likely reason of all was his heart or his hands were 2 sizes too small.
Nevertheless, the Senate is expected to pass the tax cuts as early as tonight. Susan Davis covers Congress for NPR. Susan, it wasn't until yesterday that nonpartisan tax analysts at the Joint Committee on Taxation scored this tax plan, which permanently cuts the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%, temporarily cuts individual tax rates. And they found, the scoring found, that some people would eventually be taxed more.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, right? What they do in this bill, the Joint Tax Committee also said that they do anticipate that it will add up to $1.5 trillion over the next decade. On the business side of the code, they make these cuts permanent. They make permanent changes to the law. On the personal side, people like you and me who pay their taxes, the benefits in this legislation will expire at the end of 2025. So for policy purposes, people like the Joint Tax Committee will say that that means you're facing a tax increase at the end of 2025, although others would say it would just revert back to the current tax law that we're existing in now.
Look, some are saying on the Republican side that the Joint Committee on Taxation cherry-picked some numbers, but there are Republican objections to the plan, largely from high-tax states. Remind us.
Right. So, you know, if you are in a blue state, which is where they tend to have more expensive places to live, think of places like Manhattan or San Francisco, high home values, high state and property taxes. This bill makes it tougher to deduct those taxes. It doesn't affect the vast majority of taxpayers, but yes, there are certainly higher income Americans living in higher income places that could see increases in their tax bill because of the changes in this bill.
Look, Susan Collins is a yes on the bill. She says she's getting pledges from senators to put back in some guarantees about health care. But others are saying she might be disappointed because where will that money come from? So might there be some solutions in the government funding agreement that is still being negotiated?
That's right. She has side agreements from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that he's going to include 2 healthcare bills into a funding bill, either in December or maybe we might have another shot at it in January. She said that it is conditional on her vote being a yes on the tax bill. She wanted those bills to happen first. It doesn't look like it's going to happen that way. But it still remains a question mark. You know, she has a guarantee from the Senate, but the Senate can't control what the House does. And there has been some pushback and some outright opposition among the House to doing these House bills. And you may a very good point, Robin, because it is important to note that this tax bill also effectively zeroes out the tax penalty for the individual mandate in the Affordable Care Act. So there's also a pretty big health care impact in this legislation as well.
Well, this morning, House Speaker Paul Ryan was asked about polls that show the tax cut plan is hugely unpopular. And he was asked whether he's concerned that this won't translate into a political win for the GOP.
No concerns whatsoever. I got to say, if people are out there on TV telling mistruths, disguising the facts of this thing, that's going to make it unpopular, as I mentioned before.
But even some companies are saying, you know, there's a provision that ends up benefiting owners of real estate companies. These are the pass-throughs. Some are wondering if Tennessee Senator Bob Corker came to a yes because Orrin Hatch put this break in. Bob Corker's a big, wealthy real estate investor. So lots of questions.
There are lots of questions. The answers that we know is that this bill isn't changing. This is the final version of the bill. There will be no further changes to it. Anything they wanted to do to the tax code, again, would have to be a separate piece of legislation. And as you noted, it's on a glide path, and President Trump would like to sign this bill before Christmas, and it seems like he's going to get to be able to do that.
There you go. Susan Davis, covering Congress for NPR. Busy day. Susan, thank you.
You're welcome.